Okay, I've turned it on. I'd like to call our Thursday, September 18th, regular meeting of the Marysville Board of Education to order. We have the roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Mr. Luke is absent, Ms. Powers is absent, and Ms. Devine.
Here. And I did get a call just to let people know. I received a call from Mrs. Powers, and she is attending to her parents who are both having some health issues. And Mr. Luke will be arriving. He thought he'd be here within about 10 or 15 minutes. So we're meeting early tonight to start out with a work session to continue our discussion about our goals and strategies for our district. So I don't know if people have copies with them or not. Do you have one? Do you have a copy? Okay. I have one extra copy here. Okay. And I guess to kind of review what we have done so far, we've had a brainstorm session, and then Ed and I came together and tried to set it up in kind of a... what word am I looking for? What kind of a format? Let's try to put in a little bit of a different format, continued our conversation, and agreed upon the four areas that we want to focus on, which are the same goals as our district strategic plan. And then after we had a little bit more discussion, we thought it would be helpful to then present these in more of an action step work plan format. So I think you guys both have a copy of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So I think tonight we really just kind of want to go through these and continue discussion, listen to comments, any suggestions, edits, etc. So if you want to start with the first one, and I guess I'll back up just a little bit. In our goals, when we had met last time, the first one was just student learning, and mm-hmm. I decided to make these goals.
Do you care if I run out to my car? I left my folder out there.
No, that'd be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
That's okay. Just decided to make the goals align with our district goals. So instead of it just saying student learning, I switched it to student performance, student learning, and then I've added our comment there for the goal that we will support policies and educational trends that promote collaboration and innovation with the goal of positively impacting student learning. And then under that, under goal one, we have three different objectives. The first one was to ensure excellence in instruction for every student, and that was the result of our conversation about supporting professional development. So you can see the two steps that we've got down there. Develop a policy regarding professional development and oversee finances in a manner that allows meaningful professional development opportunities. We've got the column there for responsible persons and a targeted completion date. So I think on both of those, obviously that's, we can't do that by ourselves. I mean, our whole governance teams needs to be involved in that.
Correct.
And as far as a policy regarding professional development, I think that's something that we need to talk about. I add a little note down there on the bottom that maybe we include something about the number of hours per grading period. I think these are some comments that had come up from our last meeting. Promoting in-house professional development, promote collaboration with neighboring and or best practice districts. Okay, someone else gets to talk now.
Do you like the format? I mean,
I really appreciate the time that you put in. I think the format is perfect. I really like the identification of the people that are responsible and setting a targeted completion date. You know, as I went through and as I was reviewing this prior to the night, you know, it was very clear to me that you've been able to take our kind of random comments when we got started on this, and you've been able to narrow them down and get them into much more workable, very more specific language that's more directive as to specific activities which are important in setting and meeting any goals. So I really appreciate that. I know professional development from the board standpoint, I really don't know what a policy would look like. I've been on the other side as an attendee and also as someone that was responsible for kind of reviewing professional development kinds of activities that the educators in the district formed, but I'm not sure what what a policy would look like.
And I mean, do you have any input in that, Ed? I guess I would look for people that are, you know, obviously Diane would have some input in the whole professional development and in us trying to develop a policy regarding that whole professional development as far as, you know, because, again, we had talked about number of hours per grading period and promoting in-house stuff, so I guess just something that would cover some of those areas. And then maybe for this conversation, it might just be more trying to come up with a targeted date for when we want to have something like that done. So maybe sometime over the next...
I think the other thing we talked about wasn't so much a policy, was it as making sure that there was financial support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I don't have mine in front of me.
Yeah, that's number two, is to oversee finances in a manner that allows meaningful professional development opportunities. So as far as developing a policy, I was thinking that was more about that the board would want to see so many hours of professional development, or the board
offered
and per grading period, or that, you know, if possible, we support in-house professional development.
Well, the other thing we could do is, as a part of that, is research. You know, you can search on board docs and see if other districts have, there's that search function.
Right.
And if other districts have a professional development.
Right.
Would want it to be loose enough that people didn't feel tied to, you know, but, you know, we might even start by, you know, every summer they'll be offered a summer workshop experience for staff or something like that.
So let's see, this is September. Is that something that we could just say we want to keep it in there the way it is, and that we just want to try and come up with something, or do we even want to change the wording, you know, to make it so that it doesn't come across like we're trying to control professional development, you know, but more we're just trying to show that we support it.
Yeah, I mean, each building and to some degree, each teacher needs different professional development. And, you know, there are times when there are a lot of initiatives, and so the professional development comes pretty easy, and that, you know, there are things that we need to do. And other times, professional development is something where it's a matter of encouraging each teacher to go out and seek out ways for self-improvement. As a teacher, it always bothered me to go and sit in professional development meetings that didn't seem to have any application for me. And so I agree. I was looking at the number of hours in a grading period. That might be problematic, but saying that there ought to be, you know, we encourage
job embedded
professional development, I think also that the licensure program drives a lot of professional development, the LPDC is working, you know, strongly in that area. So
Well, what if,
to answer your question, I think the word policy should stay there. I think the challenge is for us to get together then and do exactly what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come up with one.
So maybe you want to take the word policy out, because to me that seems like board policy. You know what I mean? Maybe you want to use the word
guideline
or something that...
Yeah. I mean, I've changed. I thought it would make sense to add something there, develops whatever, supporting job-embedded, meaningful professional development.
There you go.
Well, I'm just trying to change that.
Oh. I understand. I'm just...
Yeah. Oh, I mean, putting stuff in there that should be part of the
part of the guideline.
So you're developing a guideline regarding professional development.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then use that. And then we
so
can say...
You want what kind of a targeted completion date?
Well, it depends on how quick you're looking. Are you looking for, you know, 6 months reasonable to have it before the end of the...
Maybe just have it done and ready for next school year.
And you could do some baseline stuff anyway. We talked about that. You know, see what we do this year.
Right. So you want to say June of 2015?
Yeah.
May, June?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll put June. Because May gets crazy.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so we'll keep it the way it... We'll make change policy to guidelines, develop guidelines. Okay. Move on to goal one, objective B, maximize the impact of the board on student achievement by focusing on board development. And I think in some of these... Hi, Brian.
Hi.
We're just getting started, so if you want to grab some pizza, there's and Carol brought some extra things. It's got a nice spread over there.
I could print out
I was going to say on that objective B, where we are maximizing the impact of the board on student achievement by focusing on board development, I combined a couple of your sheets, so in case you have looked at it or not. So in this one, you know, obviously since we're focusing on board development, there's more action steps in this one because it is something that I think we can all be working on. So we've got in here attending the OSBA workshops, reading available resources, supporting appropriate resolutions as a result of the above research, review, revise, and develop policies that are aligned to the district strategic plan, and research legislative issues and actively advocate, lobby, in support of our district. So open up for comments. And actually, I don't know, Brian, I'll go back real fast to that first one.
What did you change the policy to that?
All I did was I combined. On the first one?
Yeah, what did you change?
Yes.
All
I did on the first one was change on number one. It says develop guidelines regarding.
Okay.
And we put in a targeted completion date of June of 2015.
Okay.
So that we'd be ready for next year, and this gives us a chance to maybe do some benchmarking and
that. And that means professional development for the board members?
No, this is for the worst. For our staff.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're on to goal one, objective B. Just kind of open it up for comments, suggestions, edits.
Well, there's going to be more action steps we can add. We had two or three more, and I don't think we need to make this all-encompassing, but if we have something that we get active on, we can add it to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those are all good action.
I think there's enough breadth there to
keep
us busy.
Yeah, and I think something we had talked about last time, what I put down there on the notes, is just kind of like when Diane and Todd give us their updates, that can be part of our reporting at our board meetings, just saying, hey, we have done this as part of our board goals,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
I'm going to monitor this. as we proceed through.
Am I monitoring this? Yes. Yeah, I'm making notes. Yes.
No. I talked about it.
And then I'm going to give it to you, and you can update it this time, okay? Okay.
You've seen my big notebook at the end of the year, right? That's what you guys have to collect, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, goal one, objective C, support and promote innovation and collaboration. Again, this is really just, you know, taking what we had talked about at our past meeting, mm-hmm. So.
I'm looking forward to getting something set up in May. I think that's
or before May? By
well,
May.
By May.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be a really very helpful step for us.
Should we maybe identify one or two who would want to be in charge of setting something up like that?
Suggestion. It's going to be hard for us as we go through it. A better point might be for us to generate those that we're going to be looking for and then maybe share that with the appropriate people, let them choose, so that we get a little better distribution of.
Oh, okay. So at the end, saying these are ones that we're going to need some people to take charge of.
So
pick and choose from that.
Yeah, we don't know what that's going to look like.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
And that's another step, but it's still.
Right.
I think you're going to get.
Okay. Well, we'll see how long it takes us to get through this, and then.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll say connected or whatever. Any other comments on this one?
That's very good.
This is the first one where I feel like the word ongoing is a little bit open-ended. It's like I'm looking at number one, action step number one. So,
okay.
So, for example, on action step number two, there's a specific target, one summit by May of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at number one and we say we're going to network at OSBA conferences, well, that tells us something specific because we're planning to go to those. But if you look at the last phrase, within our own community to support innovation and collaboration, that's where it starts to get pretty vague. When we say, well, we're just going to do this on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily saying that we should have a specific number there, but you see the. To me, it's not quite an action step yet because it's feels a little too vague. Like, what are we saying that we're going to network within our own community as much as we can, or are we all going to do it? Are we going to split up? Mm-hmm. About the business?
Any comments?
Well, my comment is that if you're going to, the intent of that was to support the innovation of the district. Now, and I agree with what you're saying, Ryan, but in order to have something written down, it's going to be difficult to be imperative because you may have more contact with the community or they may be specific or might. It's going to be individualized. Now, maybe ongoing is not the right word. Maybe we need to wordsmith that one, but I think the key to it is as we come in contact with the community, whether it's socially or social organizations, that
mm-hmm.
we support the innovation, you know, that the district is going through. Now, how to capture that in an action, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to say you have to get two and I have to get three.
Right, that's why I'm mm-hmm. saying it. Not necessarily saying that we should put a number down.
Yeah.
This may be the best way to word it.
Ongoing is probably, there's probably a better word.
And I just picked up ongoing from the example that we had from Andy's that you had shared with us a while ago. So,
I mean, the innovation and collaboration of the district's not going to stop. So yeah. It's hard to put a stop date on it, mm-hmm. some of the things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I know those are the ones that, it's not going to stop May mm-hmm. 2015. So, but I see you're
continuing
really
maybe, or I don't know.
Another way to put the point would be, like, some of these action steps, I'll read them and I'll think, okay, I need to do something myself personally this year. This one, I'm just not sure when I read it. Should I do more to network? I was actually focusing more on the collaboration part than the innovation. Mm-hmm. Should I be doing more to encourage collaboration? I don't know where it would be with my particular set of contacts, but I'm just not sure reading that if we're all going to be trying to do something this year to network and foster collaboration or innovation.
See, it's almost breaking this out and then having individual goals, which would, again, address to your, you would then put the words in there that you would want to, or mine might be different.
Okay.
You know, yours may be a higher emphasis than mine. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you want to break it down that far.
Which is roughly how ours work. I set mm-hmm. mine, mm-hmm. assistant superintendent sends his. Yeah. So one of my goals is redistricting. But certainly my assistant superintendent is going to have some specific functions under redistricting. So his has redistricting but has some different action steps to get us there. So if you wanted to set your own work plan to get yourself aligned to that, I think that would be, I don't think you have to report out to the board unless each of you want to on that your progress on that work plan, but it would help guide your work. Mm-hmm. As you think about being intentional about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if I knew other people were really doing a lot of this, I might feel like I can focus on some of the other action stuff.
Well, I think one of the ways to do that is to give it six to 8 months and mm-hmm. come back and revisit and do what you're talking about. See kind of where we're at, and if it needs to be amped up, we can do that. Or if you choose to amp it up.
Okay.
Let's circle it. Let's try it. Maybe we can find a better word.
Instead of ongoing. Okay. All right. Moving on. Goal number 2 is the financial stability. And so objective A is to monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan. So we've got 3 action steps there, following the district's cash balance policy, which I tied in with being aware of potential levy needs. Studying the 5-year forecast, PI, and bond forecast, including the assumptions made by the treasurer, and 3, using the recent report from Jeff Gordon, study and understand the implications of our long-term maintenance plan. Some of those, I mean, the wording could be changed on there, I think, but, I didn't fill in all of the responsible persons and targeted completion date on all of these just because I didn't. So, I mean, I think responsible persons is going to be all of us again for the, for all of these
and
things.
We do have, being aware of potential levies and so forth, I think there's some indications of the 5-year forecast, some notes as to, the potential for levies and so forth. So, but again, that's, I don't think there's a completion date on any of these things. Because when you talk finance, you're looking at both current and future.
Mm-hmm. Other than number 3, I was thinking we have kind of talked a little bit about, we've talked about using that report from Jeff Gordon and trying to have a plan in place by November.
Well, this got bumped up a little
bit. Yes, by October, right?
Hopefully October now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was going to say that was a comment that I had thought of with number 3 was mm-hmm. that we really, to study and understand, but I think we need to put something more specific in place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd use words like you know, develop, understand, and support by December. And then we modified that.
I just thought, I took the by December out there because I thought we'll put something in that targeted completion date. Well, so it doesn't need to go, it doesn't need to go in the description.
Sure, and I think this could change, so.
Well, yeah, we need to potentially have a vote on some things in October.
Yeah.
For the PI stuff. So.
Okay.
We might need to put October. I think we just might as well put October in here. Of 2014.
And you realize that's the next month.
Yes,
right?
I know. Yeah. Yep. I know.
She's not the one sweating.
Didn't
go December, November, December.
Wasn't it December
October.
Last year, though?
Yeah, but Todd, and I don't know how. I'm not sure how that.
But remember, it was
but did we were the collections not until, like, if we did it December of last year, did we start collecting at the higher rate for this year?
I don't
what
think
do you
that
mean?
It would be. I'm talking to Andrea now. She's actually out of town, so I spoke to her on the phone, but she didn't have, you know, all the numbers
right.
in front of her. So
right, okay.
Based on the
I
way
mean,
she explained
we're
it,
we're talking about the whole idea of talking about where our PI millage. The fact that the voted millage, that what we're collecting is below the voted millage for PI, and if we want to change that, and Andrea says we would need to do that by October.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds like a firmer date then.
I think so, yeah. Do you feel comfortable of the responsible persons being everybody, or? And the other ones, whatever word we choose, continuing, ongoing, never ending.
Continuing.
You like that better than
okay,
ongoing?
Better.
Okay. Continuous.
I don't know. Who's our language person?
Targeted completion.
Special.
Yeah, science.
Well, I'll check.
Your targeted completion date would be continuing.
Continue.
It wouldn't end.
Okay. All right. 2B, communicate the overall financial status of the district. On that one, the board's finance committee will continue to help communicate to both district staff and our community. Because we had talked about the fact that we wanted our finance committee to, we wanted to continue having a finance committee. And then number two, ongoing transparent communication utilizing our levy committee, community meetings and involvement, and newsletters. Can I change this, please? Any comments on those? Hearing none. You okay, Brian, with this? Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Three is goal three is maintaining a safe learning environment. So our first objective is to support safety throughout the district. I guess with that first one, as a result of our PI discussion, ensure adequate resources to maintain safe facilities. I don't know if we want to put the targeted completion date of, I don't think we want to put October on there. So I think we'll have ongoing discussions once we get that forecast done. We'll have ongoing discussions of how we want to prioritize things. What kind of targeted completion date would you want on something like that? What do you think is realistic? The end of this year, or
I'm not sure if that would almost would be ongoing too, because as far as it comes to safety, there's new challenges that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
There,
that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
There can be new mandates, there can be new,
right.
You know, new
mm-hmm.
thoughts, new perils,
right?
There
well,
of some kind.
The next, unfortunately, the next school violence mm-hmm. outbreak will cause you to respond right. in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Number two is just support training and education for staff, students, and families. And that's a little vague, but other than just saying that we support them.
Yeah. I mean, there's state guidelines on a lot of the training has to take place, fire drills and tornado mm-hmm. drills and all those kinds of things. So, you know, so I don't know that we need to get into a lot of detail
mm-hmm.
Because, again, I think that's something that there may be different kinds of training that come up that mm-hmm. we need, and this document, I think, has to be broad yeah. and general enough that it'll encompass most anything.
I don't want to complicate matters too much and mm-hmm. trying to keep it broad and general, but along to Brian's point, mm-hmm. not liking some of the saying ongoing or whatever, I mean, mm-hmm. some of these that are... There is no completion date, but there are milestones,
mm-hmm.
whereas like with the finances, you've got the October 5-year forecast, the May mm-hmm. 5-year forecast is a milestone with mm-hmm. safety, you know, having that PI forecast will help, you know, go a long way to ensure the finances are where they need to be. That would be a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into
detailing. Maybe for some of those, there should be, in fact, a third one. You know, milestone dates or...
instead of completion dates or something.
Right, just,
and I mean, I'm also... On this one, I also added that note about track training and report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, maybe there are some areas that we just highlight as areas that we need to make comments about that, you know,
right.
this has taken place and this
Only
is going
may,
on in
there
the district.
May be times when we say, okay, next June, let's sit down and let's really think about mm-hmm. and see where we are with this one, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that occurs at some time. So I like your language of milestones as being kind of a measure, because it's, you know, it is something that's ongoing. And... As you pointed out, there are some, for some of these, there are very specific milestone dates that are going to be recurring. Every May, every October, mm-hmm. there's going to be 5-year forecasts.
Okay. I put a note on the front and we'll talk about that at the end too. See how we want to address that. Anything else on 3A? 3B, stay current with safety trends. Educate ourselves by attending programs covering safety issues. Examples like Street Smart, bullying issue. I really was trying to say, like, when we have assemblies on bullying or other programs that come into town. Number two, attending OSBA breakout sessions covering safety topics. And number three, attend in-house training sessions for our staff, students, families. I think I took a little liberty in that one because I don't know if we had taught, I don't know if the third one was in our notes or not.
I don't remember talking about that one before.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about attending conferences and training. And
yeah,
that's just a little.
Yeah, I just thought there. I know that we hold that Alice training and stuff, and I thought, you know, it wouldn't be bad if I know Jeff went to one of those, and you know, if you're available, I think it's good to know what's happening. Just, you know, just helps you feel comfortable with what's going on and able to communicate that to the community as well.
Is that the sort of thing that works okay if someone, not a teacher or a student, actually goes to one of those sessions?
Yeah, basically, just let me know, and I'll let them know that you're coming, and we'll have a spot for you.
Comments? Responsible persons, all of us? And again, just kind of the track training.
I see all three of these having a subcommittee, and mm-hmm. obviously probably a couple of them.
Yeah, I guess this one, I would wonder, like when we did the finance, we said we're all responsible for those. Is this the same? Is this one where we all want to be getting training on safety?
And you know what, I mean, maybe like Amy, since Amy's on our safety and drug committee, I mean, this could, Ed said, I mean, we could possibly have some subcommittees so not everybody.
Well, and it becomes everyone when we report back out about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, we do have a responsibility for it. Got to even know that.
And I guess going back to the finance, the ones that we're all responsible for are, you know, following the district's cash balance policy mm-hmm. and the five-year forecast.
Right, yeah.
But then on the second one, we've got finance committee and then levy committee and the governance team. So kind of sharing some of those things where we have some committees set up. So, I mean, I'll put a little note there for a possible subcommittee on this one. And
sure. And again, it looks like we're moving. And you could probably do that now.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, we have an executive session, too. But
another hour?
Maybe half an hour. We'll see for the executive session.
Okay,
3C. Support the use of our districts and communities' resources in order to provide the best services for our students and families. So we'll support existing partnerships like Start Talking and the Drug Free Coalition, support and encourage additional partnerships to address the needs of our students, including mental health resources, and support and encourage the idea of shared services utilizing any building space availability. I would see this one as a subcommittee group, because a lot of this stuff is going to be your responsibility, Diane, that it's like, yes, it is.
Do you think all three of these is too much for a subcommittee of two persons?
So the I don't think the Start Talking Drug Free Coalition, we do that. We're
right.
embedded in there, and we've actually beefed that up a little bit. So
and I could put our safety committee is really on top of that right now, anyways.
The second one, you know, I'm great with that. The including mental health resources. I mean, that's been a conversation we've been having already too. Everyone has the same problem in Union County, I guess, that lack of mental health. I'm not sure we have an answer. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel okay with shared service. So, yeah, I think so. I mean, if it's open, we let anybody come in. So,
I think the mental health thing is one that you just keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's an ongoing conversational thing as we try to solve those things, solve this type of problem.
That's where I think networking is handy, too, you know, and stuff, other communities. Okay, so are we saying committees for the...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Moving on. Goal number 4, developing community partnerships, community engagement. So first objective, we're just going to represent our district as supporters of public education. So we maintain good public relations by attending events, speaking at city council meetings, writing op-ed pieces, etc. And number 2, be an advocate for public education. And I'm proud to say that Dick and I did have our pictures taken as supporters of public education.
We did?
Yes, when we went to the legislative breakfast. OSBA always has signs available for people to have their pictures taken. So.
There you go.
We'll get posted somewhere.
Hopefully, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see this being a committee, too. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody that likes to write or, you know. Again, with making sure that we're all on the same page, we don't want to be sending things out there that would be a surprise to anybody, right?
Sure, everyone has their own opinion, but I would just ask that you copy me so I'm not surprised when someone asked me about it later, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
No other comments? Okay.
No, mine would be inappropriate some other day.
Why? Why would it be inappropriate?
I was going to say, if anybody wants to talk to Governor Casey.
Oh.
See the paper?
When? From which? Yes. I was there.
Oh, okay.
I was there. Mm-hmm.
As was I.
Yeah.
Did they effectively capture the discussion?
I didn't read that paper.
Fairly effectively.
It was, because I was there, and it was, I would say it was sharp at the beginning.
Yeah.
And more congenial toward the end.
Yes.
On the part of both parties.
Yes.
So
there was
definitely the same party.
No.
I
did they talk about that?
Oh, yes.
Very pointedly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, moving on. 4B, no, that's quite all right. Objective B is to support and encourage partnerships, network in the community and with businesses, direct interested parties to the superintendent and principals. Superintendent / principals.
I think the wording direct interested parties, I think we can
change that a little bit.
Change that a little bit.
Notice this is at the end. At the end of all of these.
Yes.
Just get it done. Right.
Right.
Okay, so reword that. Yeah.
Yeah, something that goes back to, maybe a word that talks more about potential partners or, interested businesses, organizations, and so forth.
Okay.
Potential partners.
Potential partners.
Yeah, connect potential parties to the superintendent principals.
Right.
Instead of direct, because really, if you called me and said, well, Jake has the guy that we're working with on a design thing in the building, and it was, he just kind of brought him to me instead of saying, hey, call Diane, kind of thing.
Right. And because I thought the best way was just to introduce and for you to
connect
know him
/ introduce.
Anything. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Connect.
Introduce. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And somehow provide that communication.
Right.
Everybody's responsible for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that would probably be another one where it's reporting, if something exciting comes up, say, whatever, just since there's not really a targeted completion date on that, it's continuing. Okay, last one is focus on communication. Develop a building liaison program, and our targeted completion date is September 2014, and we have done that. Attend extracurricular events, work with the governance team, maintain and update the board website, author newspaper articles, email blasts. Some committees on those last two, on thinking.
Maybe, yeah. For number four there?
Yes. I mean, I think
if
it's.
We don't assign somebody to do
yes.
it.
I know.
It's going to get done because that would be a bit of work.
I'm sure that, when you look at our district website, I mean, it's hard to keep that baby updated, And so I think that it would be nice to have somebody on the board who is willing to, probably you, Ed.
Sure.
To keep an eye on our website and, if there's things. Probably would be nice to post some things every once in a while. I mean, obviously, once we get our goals, it'd be nice to have the goals on there. Be nice to have highlights of OSBA things that have been attended, some things like that, you know. And now, if we had updates, what's the protocol for getting that done on the website? Who do we go through?
It'd go through Christy.
It would go
Christy
through
Christy. Okay. District things.
Okay.
If one of you were particularly talented in technology, we could probably give you access to, if that was something mm-hmm. someone was passionate about, give you.
No.
Rights to design your own, but if you're not comfortable yeah. with that, Chrissy updates okay. from our perspective.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with some things, mm-hmm. but
yeah, I mean, I probably would be comfortable. It's more of a time issue mm-hmm. for me right now.
Well, you don't do anything on Monday.
New website is, now I'm talking 21st hand because I've never done my own webpage either, but
yeah.
I do think it's much easier to use from the feedback from staff mm-hmm. and et cetera, so
good.
As far as updating, so
right.
if someone wants to play around with it sometime, Chris can do a little tutorial too.
Right, but okay. I think also there needs to be within the board some a little bit of a check and balance to make sure that what goes
oh, yes.
goes on is appropriate and
right
and on target. And,
right.
Yeah, I'd have to go
yes.
through somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
right.
have
I
th- to.
Right. Yeah, I think maybe even more than one somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right. It'd have to be, but that it would have to yeah. go through before it went to that somebody.
Right.
I guess. Is
right.
Point.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You don't want editorials from the board, is that what you're saying?
you don't want us, like, at the bar drinking and
just randomly, like, oh, I need to update
right.
this.
You don't want pictures like that.
No.
But, okay.
Okay.
What are we thinking of putting, like, if we expand the presence, sort of public presence of the board members through the website, what kinds of things are we thinking about?
That would be for the committee to discuss.
Like photos of us at extracurriculars or
I don't know about that.
That looks political.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just more informational type things. You know, just making, number one, making sure that the information there is accurate and up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get done with these, I think it would be good to have the goals on there.
Okay.
I think, you know, we could have our building liaison list on there. You know, just
well,
some things like
some
that.
Updates.
Yeah, liaison updates. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're really thinking more like informative than.
Yeah, not a marketing type.
Okay.
That's more like a Facebook kind of a thing, and I'm not envisioning a Facebook type thing. And you know, this is another thing where you can. Just go to other websites and look and see how they have their setup. Go to schools that you admire and say, how do they have their board website? And get some good ideas that way. Okay. So, want to go through and talk about the kind of list these committees. This is pretty, right? That was your thought, okay. Mr. Process here.
Well, Amy should head them all since she's not here.
That's right.
That's what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess on that number five, Brian, I was looking at both four and five
oh, okay.
as potentially being a committee.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
That might work.
Okay, so for committees, I didn't see any on 1A, and I don't have any on 1B. On 1C, we have the committee for the summit. And let's just go through this and get all the committees listed.
Right.
So 2A, I don't have any. 2B, none. Because we already have them, they're existing. 3A, I didn't put anything on there. Did we? But do you have any?
Well, is three all encompassing? That was my question. Was three all encompassing? In other words, is that a two-person committee? And it's all of three?
Oh, for all A, B, and C?
Because of the similarity of the topic. I just didn't want it to be too much.
Yeah,
for two people. But.
I mean, some of those... Like 3A, I don't see that as much of a committee type of a thing. Three B, we had said A would be all of us, and then A and B would be all of us.
One and two,
yeah. And then I had subcommittee written on there.
Well, for one.
Okay, and then two and three, the subcommittee would be, so when we do attend OSB, there are certain board members who would focus on the safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll say 3B, safety, education, training. 3B, 2, 3. And then... and then all of 3C2, thinking about that.
Yeah.
So the safety committee will just focus on all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 4, that's a committee, 4A. Say 4A1, for 4A2, be an advocate for public education. I mean, I think that's all of us.
Yeah.
And
could 4A1 be the same committee as 4C?
Yes.
Okay.
4C, 4 and
yeah,
5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Public relations.
Yeah. PR committee. Okay, so that's really three committees then. A summit committee, a safety education training committee, and a PR committee.
So the safety committee is what is Amy on right now?
Amy is on the safety committee.
But you're talking about another one that's just board members?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Not this, well.
I would recommend two board members.
Right.
So that we have, that we're not.
Yes, coverage.
Exactly.
Right.
In every one of those.
Right.
And I guess then the question becomes what interest do certain people have?
Right.
And then whatever's left.
Well, if she needed another board member, I would be willing to do the safety one.
Okay.
Or I would be willing to do the PR one. I'm less interested in like putting the summit thing together.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're interested in the summit?
Of those three, that's...
Okay.
I'll choose whatever's less. I mean, that's...
What?
Where are you putting Brian? Brian's...
Brian, I got him in the safety education training. I might put him in the PR too.
We've got to get five of them out to begin with, and then double up if you want to do that. That would be my suggestion. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I have a preference of PR.
Good. Okay.
And I'll also help Dick. Whenever you put your name down there too.
Okay.
And then if Brian wanted to come down at the PR, then
okay. That's
wherever you want to go. If you
I don't care.
Take a chance. Why don't you go with Dick and then have Brian go with me in the PR? And that gives him two.
Okay. Amy and I have one.
Two, and the rest of them.
All of us have one.
But you're with somebody in each case.
Well, earlier, up the list, there's one that has policy committee, and then the next one is legislative committee, and that's me on both accounts.
Oh,
yeah, so, I feel like the
but that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't. I can do. I feel like I can do one of these.
Oh yeah, because Brian and Dick are both on the policy committee.
Right.
Okay, so Brian, you'll have. I'll take you off of the PR because you're on policy committee. As
why
well
don't we
as
try that for now, and then if you need another person on the PR, like right now, who is it? Dick and
it's Ed. It's Ed right now,
it's
and.
Ed.
Well, each of us have one. You want to start there and then see how it evolves?
All right.
Because anyway, you add another one, you get somebody to...
Right. Okay, we'll start with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, obviously you can bounce ideas off.
Sure.
Something like that. So I can be a whatever. Backup.
Backup to backup.
Backup to the backup. Okay. That sounds like a plan. So then I will update this with names for the committees, and I will change ongoing to continuing, and any other wording. I guess, you know, if you guys look through this and have any other suggestions after the fact, let me know.
I appreciate you putting those documents in the PDF, but I can't.
Yes, that's okay.
I did have one question.
Yes.
This might be appropriate now, but the building liaison, you sent an email about don't do problem solving. So I just wanted to follow up on that. Is there anything particular that triggered that or anything that you're
concerned
about?
No, just a reminder. There's a little just nervousness in general and
yeah.
So things about the board members being there. So I just wanted to remind you kind of that role piece when you walk in. I think in general they're excited, but there's never really been one person that's assigned to me, and you know, does that mean they're going to be looking at what I'm doing or looking for what we might be doing wrong? And I explain, no, they're not even going to. They're just going to ask what you're doing and what's going well, and you know, in what way can the board support the things that they're trying to do? And you know, as we look to the future, what are some things you like them to keep in your mind as you're making decisions and those kind of things. Once they get used to it, we'll be fine. It's just change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that helped. That
you had lunch on your visit, I heard.
I came to Raymond this week and spent, and I will give this in board report also, but they have two lunches, so I went and walked around while the kids were having lunch and opened up containers and, you know, deferred on questions of going to the bathroom and so forth. You know, I did what I thought I was able to do, and then had a chance to eat lunch with a few of the staff, and then went back and caught the second lunch, back into the second lunch with the kids. And you know, walked around and entered, you know, just, I had some kids say, I remember you. I've seen you before, you know, because I had come through earlier in the year. So it was, you know, that was I thought, a real positive thing. So
must have been pizza day to go to two lunches.
No. It happened to be the principal's birthday.
Oh,
so
I had my building visit in the morning,
right,
and then you were coming later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I specifically asked to come and go to the lunchroom while the kids were eating. Mm-hmm. I said, that's one of the things I want to do, and have a chance to see the kids and, you know, talk to them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I don't want anybody to be nervous about this, so comes up again, you can reassure them that we're not going to be. I'm not actually a problem solver.
You know, they.
More of a problem.
Yeah. I just went back to that conversation and the notes I had from Bill Reimer, too, about, you know, all of you are here because you like to do good things and you like to solve problems and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not necessarily the role at this spot, you know.
Right.
And so I thought that was a nice way to kind of kick off as I knew people were getting out and getting underway.
Okay. Next item is we need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
For purpose of ORC 121.22. So. Motion by Mr. Pleasant. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion passes, and we are in executive session at